Welcome to the August 18th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're going to be talking about how do we grow up as a species when we're stuck in accomplishing the fantasies of a tiny, tiny elite. But I want to begin by just addressing the horror that's going on in Egypt, and it was entirely predictable. An organizing effort that can turn out 24 million people, try to wrap your mind around that, inevitably makes Egypt a big red target with power's big bright spotlight right on it. And I don't just mean the government, official government folks. I mean the global government folks, the ones who want to create that global state in which each one of us doesn't complain, but knows our proper place. And that's never going to be. But that doesn't reduce at all. In fact, it just augments the suffering. So we have to start having each other's backs, forging our hopes, all of our actions and thoughts within a single frame, behind a single flag called freedom. Global support cannot happen unless we begin to do that. The conversations haven't happened that would allow us to believe that it's even possible, which is what these conversations, Sunday mornings at 9, right here, are about. And we're working on trying to get the transmitter back up. So hopefully one day soon, the folks in my local community might be able to actually turn on the radio and hear these words. So I'm arguing during this show that in order for us to develop the certainty that we need to begin to grow up as a species, we would have to start having realistic discussions of the purpose of the state in a class system, which is what we got. And this is a subject as taboo as talking about ending wage work. It's the same discussion, is what I think we'll conclude after our conversation today. Egypt, we have few true facts about your fallen, but I feel certain that the critical issue for the military who did the targeting of folks to slaughter is not religious or political affiliation as much as the heart required to brave the danger in the first place. And I hope it matters more to you that they are your brothers and sisters, no matter that they feel allegiance to what I consider to be a short-sighted and very callous president when he was in office, Morsi. The issue is the state. Whoever occupies those government slots, the issue is the state. And I'm talking about the global state, power, who can put militaries around the world in their pocket, the Duke of Gloucester's purse, and pull them in and out as they please, as it pleases. So there must be a vision, the way to which cannot be clouded. A vision makes almost irrelevant who torched those churches and businesses, though I suspect clandestine agents. It's what the state would do to bolster the story they want believed globally. I hope very shortly we're going to begin discussing globally the fact that in some form or another, what's being done to Egypt is being done everywhere. Wrong is coming up to face us everywhere. Division and separation is being stoked everywhere. Austerity is being imposed everywhere. Fear and insecurity is being fostered everywhere. And we must learn how to begin having each other's backs everywhere. And this cannot become what is happening or what is being done to Egypt cannot become a prolonged setback to a nation that organizes 24 million people into the streets. We need your heart and example. And you need more from us than the mere pondering of filtered and pre-digested pap. It's time to set particularity aside and say, until we have reconstituted our lives on a communal basis, globally, that we will put our tribes on hold when it comes to vision. I'm not talking about in any other sense, only when it comes to what we are trying to craft for our future. It has to be a global future. It has to be a future in which we have, in which we can move freely. This is not in contradiction to having our tribes, just the opposite. We can't, and we'll talk about this too, we cannot develop our individualities, which the tribe of the backup allows, unless we have ended this system called class. So it is time to set particularity aside and say that until we have reconstituted our lives on a global communal basis, that we'll put our tribes on hold when it comes to vision. We need a collective common vision big enough to hold all particularities. Let's ignore those false divisions, please. The issue is the state and needing our freedom globally.